Hello.
Hi, Matt. Good morning. It's Nadine with Local.
Good morning, Nadine. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
It was all right. How was yours?
Nice. It was good. It was good. Busy. But
right.
It's like, okay, thank God it's work again. Usually it's like
right.
That's when I get to rest, you know? But
yeah.
I did want to check in with you. I know you mentioned to call you at 7. I'm like, oh, is he sure at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, I'm fine. I've been up.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably like me then. I'm usually up by 5, but I get into work at 7, so.
There we go.
But did you have any questions, like, as far as what we were discussing last week?
I looked into it a little bit, just as much information as I can get, but I'm on board here. I just, you know, want to hear the fine details and things.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. So, again, for the initial investment, it's going to be $348 because it includes the first month, right, and then the $99
right.
setup fee. After that, and I'll read it to you also in a voice verification recording,
mm-hmm.
after that, every month, it's going to be just the $249 a month, okay, with no contracts. We ask you to at least stick it out 2 months, so we'll call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly and can cancel at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So first, what I do want to send over to you is a couple emails. I did see, and I don't know if this is the right email for you, it's on your Facebook, rgw@superiorexteriors.com. Is that the best email for you?
I don't think so. I think that just goes, I'm not sure. I'm not too technical.
Okay. That's okay. Whatever email you prefer, because I want to make
mm-hmm.
sure that it's going, you know, to the correct email, right?
Yeah. Let's see here. You got, I think you already sent me some stuff.
I think I did, right?
Yeah.
I thought I did. Wait a minute here. Hold on. I could have sworn I did send some stuff over to you, Matt. Let me go back
mm-hmm.
to my emails, to my sent. You know what I did? Superior Exterior. Yep, I sent you the client dashboard, and I sent you the one that also says Google and Facebook marketing.
Yep.
You want to double check and make sure you got both of those?
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now.
Awesome. So that first one that says Google and Facebook marketing, that one entails everything that's included in the package.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me just save it back on the account here. Okay. And then the other one is a client dashboard analytics. So all that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system so that you're familiar with how the reports will look. Because keep in mind, you're going to also be able to track how many phone calls you're receiving, how many times they clicked in your search, or how many times, excuse me, you came up in the search results. You're going to be able to see
mm-hmm.
what keywords you're listed for. So we want you to be able to track all of that and not just take our word for it that the program's working.
Right.
Right? So I sent that over to you. And then I know you have your website. So let me make sure I have that attached in the right section so that they're aware of that. And then you have your Google Business Profile. So with your Google Business Profile, okay, what you're going to do is you're going to add us on as managers, okay? You continue
mm-hmm.
to hold the ownership of that page. We're only listed as managers, so that way we can do the optimizing and maintaining it on the first page, as well as with the Facebook. Facebook, you're just going to add us on as managers, okay? So
mm-hmm.
this way, in fact, have you created the Facebook page yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. So we're going to create it for you, but we will only
okay.
be listed as managers. Not you're going to
okay.
hold ownership of it, okay, so that way we can manage
mm-hmm.
the Facebook ads. We're not going to do weekly posting, so I encourage you that once your Facebook page is done, that you post on it, whether it's once a week or even once a month. Keep your content fresh, okay?
Right.
And then is your first name Matthew, but you go by Matt? It's just for the account
yeah.
purpose. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
I'm putting goes by Matt. And what's your last name, Matt?
Helland, H-E-L-L-A-N-D.
D as in David or T as in Tom?
D as in David.
Okay. And then the phone number that I see currently listed for the business is 509-270-1123. That's going to be the best number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, on your Google Business profile, it currently reads as Superior Exteriors, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know why when I look at the logo, I think Superman.
I like it.
Was that what you were going with?
Yep.
No way. Good job.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know why I think of Superman when I look at the logo. Good job on that. Now, where did you PIN verify the business? Just so that they're aware in case if Google were to ever ask. I know your address is hidden, which I'm glad. So good job on that. Did you verify it at your home address or?
Yeah, at my home address.
Okay. What's your home address?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
3516 East Cleveland Avenue, Spokane, Washington.
Okay. How's the weather over there right now?
It looks like it's going to be a nice day.
Oh, good. 99217 is the zip code I'm coming up with.
That's correct? It. Yep.
All right. Now, Matt, for the billing, the card that you're going to be using today, is that card in your name, the business name? Is it in both?
It is my business account, so it's in my name.
Okay. I know right now we're kind of gloomy outside. It was like, it was kind of warm this weekend, and then this morning it's like gloomy, and they're like, yeah, it's a little cooler today, but it's going to heat up this week. And I'm like, okay, that'll be nice. And it just reads as Matthew Helland, or is there like a middle initial? I can't even talk this morning.
Yeah, it's Matthew with one T on there, and A as in Anthony. And then
Helen. Oh, okay. Yeah, I have a lot of Anthonys in my life. My dad and my husband. Okay. And you spell Matthew with just one T. Okay, you have the unique spelling. Same billing address as the home address?
Yes.
Is the company name on there as well?
Yes, it is.
How does the company name read? Just Superior Exteriors on there?
Superior Exteriors LLC.
Okay. All right. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It is a Visa.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
4205-0200-6651-3428.
I'm going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. 4205-0200-6651-3428.
Yep.
Expiration month and year?
03/26.
And the CVV code on the back?
943.
All right. Now, before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through that 90-second voice verification recording. It's for your protection because I do have you at a pricing program we don't typically advertise. Now, all it's going to do, it's just going to go over billing date, the amount. It's a two-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. It'll even state in there that if you choose to cancel, all we ask is that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't incur that charge. Okay? Now, when I am walking you through it, if there is something, Matt, that you don't understand, I want you to do me a favor, and I just want you to stop me and say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So before I do that, you have my phone number. I would say keep my number and my extension for your records because once I create the account, you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account here within our company. I'm sending you that number now to your text messages. Anytime you have an update, a change, a question, or even a concern, you're going to contact our customer service department, and we are always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, so we're on the same time zone. If you take a look at your text message, because I want to make sure you got it, I highly encourage you to save that message, save that phone number, the 877 number, under your contacts, under the name of Local Splash. So this way you never lose our number. So I'm going to ask you to save that number. And if you look at that text, it's going to also give you your login credentials for your client dashboard. So your username is always going to be your phone number, but your password is good local altogether, lowercase. You can always update it to a password of your choice. Okay? All right. And then I do want to put a security question on your account here with us, Matt. You can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Let's do pet's name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Easy.
Okay. Do you spell it with a Z or Y? I mean a S. Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and just remember, something you don't understand, stop me, so that way we can review it and then rephrase it, okay?
Okay.
So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Superior Exteriors.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Matthew Helland, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Matt, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we know when we call you, we might have an update, right? Or there might be something that we need. And we know that you might be in the middle of a job and you can't just pick up the call, okay? All we ask from you is just at least respond within 24 business hours. So it's just being in communication with us, right? This is also what's going to set you up for success. We're doing all the work, but we still want you to be involved, okay? Now, I also want you to be aware, Matt, that you might get other companies calling you that are trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $249 a month. Even if you're not sure if it is us calling or not, get into the habit of always asking, what is my security question? If they hang up on you, then you know for a fact it wasn't us calling, okay? So just always ask that. All right?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is June 17th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means you will be automatically charged on June 17th, your second payment, okay? July 17th, 2024 is when your second payment will be charged in the amount discounted of $249, okay? So July 17th is when they'll take out the next payment. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. Now, we do ask that if you choose to pause or cancel the account, that you at least call us 3 business days before that billing is due so that you don't incur that charge. So you already know, I just got to call 3 business days before the 17th if I need to pause it or cancel it. Okay?
Yep.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'm updating the package now, and then I'm processing the payment. You're going to get a receipt sent both to your email as well as in a text message, and then we'll go over that as well. The next order of business is I want to schedule a client interview for you, and what we're going to do is block out an hour, but that interview can take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer, Matt, just depending on how many questions or details you have. But I want to make it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. So how does your schedule look for today?
I am free after 4.
After 4. Okay, because I know our last appointment is 3 to 4. So our earliest appointments are going to be 7 to 8.
Yeah.
Latest are going to be 3 to 4.
Okay.
So if today doesn't work, we can always try tomorrow. But do you think 3 to 4 might work for you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, and you don't need to be in front of a computer because basically what they're going to be doing is re-verifying all the information that you and I went over. They're going to talk to you about your keywords, the areas that we're targeting. So it's really where I like to say the magic happens, not necessarily with me, although I believe it is, but it's not. So I'm going to send you this calendar invite. Now, we're going to call you between 3 and 4 o'clock, and it will be from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, let's just say for some reason, right, we called you and you're in the middle of something, right? You can't just pick up the phone, okay? All we're going to ask is that you pick up the phone and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay. So let me do this. Okay. All right. Now, let's see here. I'm going to send you the calendar invite, and then we're going to go over just a few notes. And they're just basic notes, so that way my technician knows where to start from. And then we'll go over your receipt, and then we should be all set. So probably like about another 5 or 6 minutes, and then we're all done.
All right.
Now, your Facebook page, you have a personal page, right, at the very least, correct?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Do you know how to send the link to me, or do you want to – are you just under your first and last name?
Yes.
Okay. Let me try to see if I can pull you up on my Facebook. So – no one's going to see your personal page. However, the Facebook business page is always created through a personal page, and for that reason, it's so that you have access to it. So that's why I was asking about your personal page. Not to be all weird, okay? You're like, wait a minute. Are you trying to friend request me here? Okay, let me see if I can find you. Interesting. I found one in Netherlands.
No.
You're like, that would not be me, and you spell it with one T, right?
It's going to be just
have
Matt.
Matt? Okay.
Yep.
With one T, right?
2 T's on the mat.
Oh, with 2 T's. Oh, okay. So you changed it up on me now.
Yeah.
I think I found you. Do you ride a motorcycle?
I do.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I totally found you now. Okay, cool. So let's go here. All right, perfect. So let me just put that here. Now, under your services, okay, this is going to be like the services that you want to be found for. What in particular do you want me to notate on here?
Let's see. Siding. I don't remember what all my website says.
I could go back to it.
Yeah.
Let's
just whatever the website has on it.
Let me
siding
click on
windows.
I see siding, windows, decks. What else did I see? Yep, siding, windows, and decks. And this is just residential. Do you want me to notate commercial? It's up to you.
We can do commercial, too.
Now, you can change these at any time, or if you want to add in more, you can. It doesn't cost you anything, okay, FYI.
Mm-hmm.
And then, are you licensed and insured or in the process? It's not a requirement.
No, I am. I'm licensed, insured, and bonded.
Awesome. Good for you. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, you have your website. And okay, so we could add a tracking number, okay? Right now, what they currently see is your physical phone number. So just so you know, it's always an option for you. If you want a tracking number, we replace it with a tracking number that's linked to your phone. It would come with an app that you download from the App Store, and it allows you to track your phone calls and your messages. You could even block a spam call that would come in. Would you even be interested in a tracking number, or do you prefer that it stay, you know, with your phone number listed as it currently is?
I'm not sure.
Well, here's the thing, okay?
Yeah.
We can keep it the way it is, right? But let's say later on you start getting a lot of spam calls, right? Because it tends to happen when there's like a physical phone number, like someone's actual number. If at any time you decide, you know what, you guys, I need the tracking number, then we add it on. It doesn't cost you anything, okay?
Okay.
I could even have the tech kind of go over it with you a little bit more in depth about the tracking number. If you'd like, just so that way you have a little bit more info on that. So I'll put that, needs more information is what I'll put on it.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Any way that I could help, you know? Okay, and then let's see here. When we are communicating with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
Phone and email, probably.
Okay. Phone and email. And then on your hours of operation, let me take a look here and see if I saw it on your page. Google Business Profile might be on there. I show your hours of operation to be Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Saturday and Sunday is closed. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And then what forms of payments do you accept?
Check. I have no card yet.
What about
check
cash?
Yeah,
cash. You're like, well, it's cash, right?
Yeah.
Even better, cash, check. Do you ever do Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
I could, but I haven't.
You haven't? Do you prefer that we just keep it as cash and check? And if at any time you want to add in those other ones, we can?
Let's add PayPal to it.
PayPal? Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. And then now with the Facebook ads, we could target as far as 50 miles. So do you want us to put it up to the 50-mile radius?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, there's going to be two emails or two text messages, because we sent it to both, that I need you to pull up. One is going to say initial invoice. And it'll say, hello, Matt. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then it'll go on to say, when you open it, it goes on to say, please keep in mind this is a recurring charge based on the terms. And do you see where it says on there, please click here to accept your subscription terms? It'll be towards the bottom of it. Okay, so click on that. Now it's going to take you to this page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're there.
I got to sign it first, yeah.
Well, first, what you want to make sure is that where it says mobile phone, make sure that it's your phone number listed there. So if we try to call you, Matt, we'll probably also send you a text. Like, I'm going to send you a reminder to your phone when it's time for your client interview an hour before. I'm going to send you a reminder to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. Okay?
Yes.
But make sure it's your phone number listed there. And then you're going to click on the two boxes below. One is saying that you agree to receive a text message from us, from Local Splash. The other one is saying that you're certifying that it's your name on the card that you provided and that your information is true and correct. And then at the bottom where it's telling you to sign, Matt, all you're going to type is your name, how it reads there. No period after the A, just Matthew space A space Helen. And then you'll click on confirm signature. So when you do that, it should take you to a page that'll say username and password for you to enter that.
Yep.
Okay. So remember earlier I sent you that text message with the client support number? Your username, remember I told you, is going to be your always your phone number. Your password is good, local, all one word, lowercase. You could always update it to a password of your choice. Now, if you log in there, you're not going to really see much because they're going to be customizing it and creating it for you. So typically within 5 to 7 days, you could start tracking your results. Okay? But we just like to send you everything ahead of time. Now, there's also another one that'll say action photos needed.
If I log in, is that what you're...
No, it's another message that I sent you. You can go ahead and log out of that. You're like, wait a minute, Nadine, I'm on this page. Hold on.
I'm a little slow. Okay.
No, 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 it's okay. It's early in the morning, too.
Okay, the picture needed. I got it.
Yeah. So I know you already created your Google Business profile, but we also like to be one step ahead of the game if for any reason, right, Google were to ask us for something. We would like to already have it. So on that list that we provide you, send us what you can and what you don't have. Don't worry about it. So, like, you know, pictures of your work tools, work equipment, your business license, your business insurance, the business registration if you have it. And this is just so that way we have everything in place so we're not having to, like, let's say if Google did require, hey, we need to see the license again, right, for whatever reason. We don't want to have to bug you and say, hey, we need you to send the license. You know what I mean? We already have it. So we're just like, here you go. So this just, again, is to always be one step ahead of the game, okay?
Okay.
Now, starting from today, okay, remember, we're going to be calling you between 3 and 4 o'clock. We'll send you the reminder an hour before. Just make sure you're answering all calls within the hour. If for any reason you need us to call you back, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me right back, and we'll call you right back, okay? Now, starting from today, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. Your business Facebook page is already going to be created as well, okay? And you'll be able to start logging into your, tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are going to be live. So those will be visible. Remember, if they're making that search on Google and they don't call you, but they go to their Facebook page, they're going to see your ad. Okay? As that constant reminder. Now, what we always state, Matt, in our terms and conditions that we sent you in writing, the first page placement on Google, we're always going to give the timeline of 30 to 45 days. That's always going to be our promise. Many times, I have seen it happen sooner. Okay? So, again, you're going to add us on as managers. The technician will walk you through it. There is a possibility it might happen sooner for you, right? You already have the Google Business Profile. But I'm still going to give you the timeline of 30 to 45. We would rather under-promise and over-deliver. Okay? You'll also be receiving notifications as these steps are being processed, so we keep you in the loop as well. And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you. Did you have any other questions for me before I let you go about your day?
I don't.
Okay, well, I'm super excited then. If I am not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one to call you to introduce you to your technician. Okay, so I'm going to really try to make myself available for that time. If for some reason I'm not, then they know to call you directly. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a good rest of the day, and I will talk to you later on this afternoon.
All right. Thank you, Nadine.
You are so welcome. Have a blessed one. Bye.
You too.